This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Not much news other than a hangover from yesterday's news on the avian flu hitting the U.S. again and impacting demand for livestock and poultry as well as livestock itself. So that was a negative for all the grain and livestock yesterday and a little carry through today, plus some evening up and some longs getting out of their funds positions in front of tomorrow's report at 11 o'clock. Can't come soon enough. The market's been hovering over the market for a couple of weeks now. So anyway, about a nickel lower in corn and beans, but up a couple, 2-3 cents in wheat. The avian deal might be overblown, how it's going to impact demand and all, but it was a negative for grain and livestock prices yesterday. But livestock's recovered today, up about 40 in the cattle and the hog market, up about 25. The market's consolidating as well. In front of the government report, you've still got pretty good chart action in the, well, the cattle market had broke out of a congestion area 2 days ago off the report in the avian flu, the combination of both, the placements being 10% over instead of 6%. But the market did stabilize today, so.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us. And we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious. Make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations. But also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn down 5 3/4 at 426 3/4. May soybeans down 6.5 at 1192.5. May soybean meal down 80 cents at 339 even. Soybean oil down 75 cents at 47.67. On the Merck, April live cattle up 50 cents at 183.60. April feeders up 142 at 246.87. April lean hogs up 52 cents at 86.10. Those are your closing markets. I'm Riley Smith.